Caitlin Potts has been missing for 7 years, but she has not been forgotten. Friends and family rallied in Enderby Thursday night, calling for justice for the mother of one. The 27-year-old First Nations woman was reported missing March 1, 2016. Rally organizers say police have told them they believe Caitlin was murdered. Family members traveled to Enderby to pay honor to Caitlin, including her son, brother, mother and other relatives and supporters. A crowd of about 30 waved banners in the call for justice, demanding police do more to resolve the investigation. Several at Thursday's event, including organizer Jody Leon, were critical of police handling of the case. The Potts family called on the justice system and RCMP Major Crimes Unit to release an age-enhanced picture of Caitlin, showing what she might look like now. Leon said the family urges the public to recall any information on Caitlin and her disappearance. Family members said Caitlin was taking steps to improve her life when she went missing. She was taking courses at the Salmon Arm campus of Okanagan College and working at the Salmon Arm Tim Hortons. The Potts family renewed their plea for help and are calling on the public to fill in the gaps to lead to the recovery of Caitlin's body so there can be some closure. On Tuesday, a similar rally was held in front of the Vernon RCMP detachment. The family is still suffering. We don't have any answers. I know we have to live through it, but we have to keep pushing, said Priscilla Potts. Caitlin's son, Shane, who will soon turn 18, was also at the rally. Up to now, his involvement has been as an observer, watching family deal with his mother's disappearance. I've already accepted the situation, he said. But it's also good to have some sort of ending to it. Anyone with information on Caitlin Potts is asked to contact their local RCMP.